Television characters can live many lives. Even after the series they are created for airs its last episode, they can continue to exist, and not just on screen. So is the case with many of the beloved characters of Trailer Park Boys from the mockumentary sitcom, which immediately caught the attention of its audience and quickly became a cult classic. Spanning more than 20 years, 12 seasons, 2 films, and numerous specials, Trailer Park Boys has become ingrained into Canadian entertainment history. Its influence is so great that the very quotable characters left their homes in the Sunnyvale trailer park to tour and perform live for audiences around Canada and the United States. Next month, Sunnyvale Trailer Park's most infamous and shirtless assistant trailer park supervisor, Randy, will be bringing his cheeseburger picnic special to Barrie. What is Randy's cheeseburger picnic? I had the opportunity to ask Randy this question and a few more before he comes to our city on March 15th. Richard, it has been over 20 years since Trailer Park Boys came into existence. How does it feel to be a staple in Canadian entertainment history? Randy, I feel flattered that you are saying we are a staple in Canadian entertainment history. We have the best fans ever. I feel lucky, grateful, honored, and a bit hungry for a cheeseburger. Richard, for fans of Trailer Park Boys and those maybe new to the franchise, what can they expect from the cheeseburger picnic? Randy's cheeseburger picnic is a ton of fun. We tell some jokes, sing some songs, play some games, have contests, prizes, and sometimes a few drinky poos. No matter what time of the year, everyone enjoys a good old cheeseburger picnic. Richard, what has the response been like since creating and touring the cheeseburger picnic? Randy, the response has been great since I started doing cheeseburger picnic shows. Mr. Leahy and I toured all over Canada and the USA. He would be very proud of me going out on the road alone. I couldn't have done it without all his teachings. We have great fans and several keep coming back again and again to see our live shows. Richard, what does a burger need to be the perfect burger in your eyes? Randy, for a burger to be perfect, it needs to have the proper meat bun and cheese ratio. You can't have too little meat or not enough cheese, and if the bun is too big, the ratio gets thrown off. I like to add a little crispy bacon to my cheeseburger. Multiple meats is awesome. And sometimes you need some vegetables like sautéed onions or maybe even some onion rings. The veggies help you go poo-poo with your doo-doo. Richard, I've read a number of fans' appreciation to you for playing Randy shirtless for so many seasons and become a symbol of body positivity. Did you ever think that was going to be a result of your work? Randy, I never thought that would be the result of my work. I can't wear shirts because I am allergic to fabrics on my upper body. I think people need to be comfortable in their own skin and love themselves. If you love yourself, then you can love others. It's also a good idea to make sure your pants are clean and pressed and your shoes should be polished. When you feel that you look good, it makes you happy like me. Richard, do you have any pre-show rituals or traditions before hitting the stage? Randy, I like to do 10 jumping jacks just to get my blood pumping before I hit the stage. Richard, if you could sit down at a picnic table with any 3 people, living or otherwise, who would it be and what would you want to talk about? Randy, wow, that is a hard question. I might need a bit of time to think about who I would pick. Well, maybe I would pick Ronald McDonald, Burger King, and Dairy Queen. We could talk about burger combo ideas and sample all the burgers and delicious foods. That would be so fun. Randy's Cheeseburger Picnic will be held at the Rec Room, located in Park Place at 8 North Village Way, on March 15 at 9 p.m. To purchase tickets, click here.